Welcome to the first episode of Bitendo. I'm your host, Gabe Carey, along with Sirvani Herrera and Jess Taylor. And we're going to talk about Nintendo stuff at 11 a.m. I wake up late normally, so this is like getting coffee, talking to a couple of buds about Nintendo, and reading my 174 unread emails. Let's get started. Jess, how are the Nintendo sales looking this week? I know you're like the Google of Wii U sales over there.
I don't have this week's sales. The last sales numbers I've got are for July 19th. But so far this month, they've sold 200,000 Wii U's.
Awesome. Yeah. So Wii U sales are definitely up, right? I mean, that's what you've been telling me every week.
Yeah, I mean, Xbox One just fell off a cliff because Wii U just sold 20,000 more, and I don't even have last week's numbers.
Yeah. So where does Xbox One stand right now, like in total sales? Doesn't Wii U, it's at 6.8 million, I believe?
Yeah, and Xbox One, I think, is just below 4.7.
Wow. Yeah. So when they said 5 million shipped back in March...
They meant 5 million
were still
shipped.
Haven't been sold.
Yeah.
Well, in Nintendo news, the show floor lineup for Gamescom has been revealed. On Wii U, Smash Brothers is going to be shown off, Hyrule Warriors, Bayonetta 1, Bayonetta 2, Yoshi's Woolly World, Mario Party 10, Captain Toad Treasure Tracker, Sonic Boom, Splatoon, Mario Kart 8. On 3DS, it's going to be Super Smash Brothers for 3DS, Sonic Boom, Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, Fantasy Life, Disney Magical World, and Theatre Rhythm, Final Fantasy Curtain Call. Which one are you looking forward to most, Jess?
Am I allowed to pick like 12 of them?
How many are there?
Basically everything for the Wii U I'm excited about. I want to see more of, and it makes me think that those games are closer to release than...
Even Sonic Boom?
Well... I gotta support third party on Wii U.
Yeah.
And if Sega's gonna give us Sonic Boom, I have to go out and get it because I can't complain that no one's supporting the Wii U with third party if I don't buy it.
It's kind of weird. Watch Dogs isn't listed.
No, but on Nintendo's website, they updated the release date, which I don't think anyone's reported on yet.
Okay, so what's it say now?
It's given a mid-November release in North America.
Okay, at least it's more transparent now. We know it's kind of what's going on there. And you're going to pick up Watch Dogs again on Wii U, or you never picked it up the first time?
Well, if you remember, they delayed Watch Dogs a few times.
Yeah.
So I feel compelled that I can't complain to Ubisoft that they won't provide games if I don't buy the one single Wii U game they're going to bring. So.
Yeah. What about you, Sivani? What do you think?
I'm just kind of wondering why Jess is so obsessed over Wii right now. Like, I just want to know, like, why, basically. But I'm pretty excited for Super Smash Bros. Because all my friends are kind of talking about it. And we're like, oh, you know, that means we get to beat each other up all over again. Because I played the first Super Smash Bros. I got, like, brutally murdered. And so I'm hoping with the new one, I'll be able to, like, even out my scores, almost.
Yeah, I'm horrible at Smash Brothers. I'm horrible at every video game, as I made perfectly apparent in my interview that I did with Shovel Knight's Nick Wozniak. I told him I was just god-awful at Shovel Knight, but I loved it, nonetheless.
At least you were honest with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love your game, but I suck at it.
Yeah, and I accidentally crushed one of the checkpoints, and which gives you gold. You can crush the checkpoints instead of if you're more hardcore and experienced, which I'm not. And so I accidentally crushed one of them, and then I had to go back to the beginning every time I died, which is frequently. anyway, Jess, why are you so obsessed with Wii U? That's what Sivani was asking.
I just have a soft spot in my heart for Nintendo.
Yeah. And so, to see them struggling, I'm guessing, is what really did.
Well, no, I really, I think because of all the crap that they've published about the Wii U being underpowered and this and that, I think it's just not fair for people to not be excited about Nintendo's consoles.
Yeah.
So I really push behind Nintendo, the Wii U, because it's not as bad as people try to keep making it sound.
Yeah.
And it's not selling as horribly as people are trying to make it out.
Yeah, because, despite it being out for since 2012, I mean, that was Nintendo's choice to release it earlier, and it's working out for them because they're in second place.
Yeah, and Nintendo knew it wasn't going to be as powerful as PS4 or Xbox One. I don't think that was the point.
Yeah, the point was to go for, I guess, like the lowest common denominator with the price point, I believe, and cutting out super powerful hardware that isn't necessary is kind of how they attacked that problem.
And I think they tried really hard to jump in on tablet gaming, because that's obviously a huge craze with, you know, iPhones and Android devices. So I think, you know, like with the Wii, they took a chance. Instead of going after power, they went for some neat feature their console had. With Wii U, they did the same thing. They took a chance on a feature they thought would draw people in, and they're realizing that's not exactly what people wanted this generation of games.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the problems that the other two companies are having right now with PlayStation 4 and Xbox One is that development for these super powerful consoles is not as easy as they had thought. And that's why all these games are starting to get delayed, because there's so much more work and money to go into it now. And I think Nintendo was smart about releasing a console that wasn't quite up to par in terms of power as those two, because you know, you don't want to invest that kind of money when all these AAA studios are being shut down, like, all the time, constantly.
Yeah, and you know, I don't, like I said, I don't think Nintendo's never been about trying to be the lead innovator in graphical pushes in games.
Yeah.
So, you know, why should they change that mentality now?
Yeah, definitely.
'Cause I don't really care if Super Mario 3D World on Wii U is not in amazing graphical condition where it looks like I'm in real life.
Yeah.
Mario
it's still,
game.
But the game looks fantastic nonetheless.
Exactly. So it still shows that kind of hardware still works in our gaming generation.
And especially looking at Mario Kart 8 and its ability to run at 1080, 60 frames per second, like that's insane for what it is, I think.
Did you see the YouTube video? One of the guys, I forgot who it was that did, but he compared the graphical comparisons of Mario Kart 8, the frame rate, to the PS4 and Xbox One versions of Mario Kart 8.
Oh, yeah, that was so great.
He shows
a black
it on
screen.
Wii U,
yeah.
And it's just black screen for the remainder of the videos. PS4, Xbox One. I just love that because that was just like a middle finger right back at everyone.
I know. That's funny. So what's the future hold for Nintendo, guys? What's next? Besides Hyrule Warriors. Is that the next like major release that we're looking at right now?
I'm letting ladies go first.
Oh, okay. Well, I believe that, I mean, Nintendo for me holds it like, you know, as Jess said, a special place in my heart because it's like almost nostalgic in a way. And I think that's another way that Nintendo gets, you know, sales maybe is because,
mm-hmm.
You know, it makes me think of my childhood and how easy things were and stuff like that. And I like Nintendo. And, but the thing is that with other people that weren't as lucky and weren't raised in, you know, that kind of era when Nintendo was pretty much like the king of everything.
Mm-hmm.
What they look for now is like the, you know, graphics and things like that. And I mean, sometimes it's just not about that. Because, you know, a lot of people I know as well, they're like, oh, I'd rather have, you know, good graphics than to play on, you know, Nintendo or whatever. And I'm just like, oh, but guys, it's childhood. Blah,
Do you
blah,
think
blah.
Some of those people might have moved onto mobile platforms as well? Some of the people that had the Wii last generation?
I feel like, no, I don't think so.
Okay, so those people you think have moved on to other consoles instead?
Pretty much, yeah. Because I mean, that kind of happened with me because the Wii U, I had it And then, I mean, I feel like it's a lot more fun when you have more people to play with you, you know? And so I kind of moved from there to Xbox. Unfortunately, I'm a horrible person. Oh my gosh.
But at least you still got your 3DS.
Yeah, of course. Because
and your dignity.
I know. Because, I mean, I got to throw my money out for Pokemon. It's my home game. I've been playing it since I was a little tyke.
Yeah. What was your first Pokemon game?
Pokemon Silver.
Okay, that was my first one too, actually.
Sweet. Soul Sisters.
I haven't restarted my save data for that one. My name is still Poop in the game. It's great. What about you, Jess? What do you think is next for Nintendo?
In terms of what?
I don't know. And what are they doing next? Like, what's the next big move for Wii U? What is this? What's going to draw in the sales?
What's going to draw sales? Well, they're doing a good job with Mario Kart 8, and I don't think Hyrule Warriors is going to be a massive success,
the next game, right? That's releasing, if like the next major release that I can think of.
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm trying to think. Isn't that Disney Infinity coming out a week before? Who cares? I don't think that's going to sell a lot of consoles either. But there's a lot of good things that the Wii U's got going for it this year. You and I have talked about this a few times, Gabe.
Yeah.
We think that Wii U will kind of make its resurgence this fall, since the PlayStation and Xbox basically have nothing.
Yeah, especially PS4. Like, the only exclusive I can think of that's like a major system-selling exclusive would be Little Big Planet, and I can't see it, especially since it's coming from a different developer this time. I just can't see it selling systems.
Well, and I don't think the people that went out and bought a PlayStation 4 bought a PlayStation 4 because they wanted to play Little Big Planet 3 day one.
Also, it's coming to PS3, and I just thought of that. It's a multi-platform release.
Well, that was kind of stupid to do that.
Yeah, definitely. So that's the only major exclusive releasing this fall on PlayStation. The Order 1886 was supposed to come out, but was delayed. And on Xbox, the Master Chief Collection is coming out, and Sunset Overdrive. So those will... I don't... Master Chief Collection seems like it might push some units for people who are really into that franchise and want to collect every re-release that there is.
Yeah, but wouldn't they already have it on the Xbox 360, the remastered versions? I mean...
Yeah, but Halo 2 is being completely overhauled.
Yeah, I guess.
For the fans of that series, I'm not one, so I don't know. But for fans of that series, I've seen a lot of people talking about maybe getting an Xbox One for that. But I can't see it like selling to the masses as largely as something like another Halo entry would do.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that they keep doing this remastered thing, both Sony and PlayStation. Yeah. I think Nintendo is going to get into it to an extent.
Yeah, but I like it. Everyone else is complaining about it because they already played the games, but I didn't, so I'm cool with it.
I wouldn't mind it if it was games that are older than, you know, they were released 10 months ago. I mean, I love The Last of Us Remastered, right? Yeah. I've been playing it, but I do feel kind of stupid playing it, realizing 1 year ago I was just buying it for the PlayStation 3. So I feel like if you're going to do the re-releases and remastered versions, do what Nintendo's doing. Pick a game that's from 10 years in the past and remaster it up to today.
Yeah, Wind Waker HD was a fine example of that. And I would like them to do it with maybe something like Super Mario Sunshine or,
the Galaxy games.
I want the Galaxy games personally because I would rather them like change the controls over so I don't have to use a Wii remote and I can just use the gamepad. That would be more fun for me. I'm not into motion controls, personally.
See, I definitely think that's Nintendo's next big move because the Zelda HD sold huge for them. Mm-hmm. I think it surprised
And it only took them 6 months.
Yeah, it took so little time. And right now, I think it was like 2 million copies were sold.
Wow.
It was some huge number where someone, I forgot what website I was looking at, but someone was like, so basically, Nintendo has 12 teams taking 12 different games and doing this right now.
Wow, that's
you'd
crazy.
be you'd be silly not to keep doing that.
Yeah.
But then again, with Nintendo, with their rich library of games that go back to the 80s,
Yeah.
I think another huge thing that's coming is they're going to dump a massive Wii U virtual console like
Yes.
right onto us.
Yes. That's
We've
what I
heard that.
want.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I see that coming probably in a month or two. Seeing their release window's good. They have one big game coming per month starting in September, but they're going to need to do a little more than that to try to drive sales.
And what about 3DS Virtual Console? Do you think they're going to also do like dump games onto there and have them be cross-buy finally?
I see cross-buy happening. It makes sense, and it would be a smart move. I don't see
Yeah.
a massive dump of games, though, on 3DS because they've always been putting 3DS virtual console games out there constantly.
Yeah.
Whereas the Wii U's been kind of neglected here and there.
Oh yeah, it's pretty awful. It's the virtual console space right now on Wii U. But yeah, I want to see GameCube games on there because my GameCube is no longer supported by my TV, which is unfortunate. And
That's sad.
I want to play Double Dash again without illegally using an emulator.
I don't think you should
So
be saying that.
so make it happen, Nintendo. I don't want to illegally download your games.
Well, it could happen. I mean, they're doing the GameCube controller support now
Yeah,
on the
that's when
Wii U.
I feel like they're going to release GameCube games on Wii U Virtual Console to correspond with the adapter release, which
Yeah,
would be fantastic.
I would love the GameCube virtual console, but I just want Nintendo to slow down and get the Nintendo 64,
Yeah.
which was promised at the
Oh
date
yeah.
of launch.
Yeah, that should definitely be on there already. I
The
mean, but you
fact that there's
can't.
not one.
Yeah, you can go on to the Wii mode and purchase them that way, I
That
believe.
is the stupidest way. Have you actually tried doing that?
I don't want to. I hated the Wii. I am one of those people. I did not like the Wii. And I was glad when they moved on to something where I could use the Pro Controller, and I can pretty much use that for everything, so I'm cool with that.
It's really kind of, if you have done it on the Wii U, it might be one of the stupidest things to ever do on a console because
Yeah.
basically you start up your Wii U, you go through that whole spiel that it does,
Yeah.
and then now that everything's loaded, oh yeah, now I have to basically reset the Wii U so that it'll reset the software to start up the Wii software.
Yeah.
It's a long process that you look and you go, you know, Nintendo, if you just skipped this step.
So can you launch the Wii software using that new quick launch button or
No.
mode? Oh,
Nope.
that's sad.
You have to go into it and launch Wii Mode from the home screen itself and pick a title from there.
Well, what third-party games can we look forward to in the future, Jess?
Watch Dogs. I'll sad to say this. I've looked through all the third-party titles coming.
Yeah.
You're talking about Watch Dogs,
Yeah.
Just Dance, and then Watch Dogs, because that's basically it.
Interesting.
Because
I'm hoping for
Sega.
if that Assassin's Creed Comet is coming out, I'm hoping that comes to the Wii U, otherwise I won't buy it. So
You won't buy it if it comes to Wii U, but you want it to?
no, I won't buy it if it doesn't come to Wii U.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, well, I hope it comes to Wii U, so I won't buy it.
No,
I
I
was
said
about to be like, that's the
otherwise I won't buy
stupidest
it.
logic.
Otherwise I won't buy it. I'm trying to ditch my old consoles. I don't want to hook them up anymore. I have six consoles hooked up right now.
Oh,
Not
yeah,
fun.
but you
To one TV.
can't play those PS3 games without paying out a fortune through that PlayStation Now service.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to come out with a su subscription model at one point.
You mean
And
you don't want to pay $50 for a 90-day rental?
no, I don't. I really don't. When I can pay 15 to get the full game on PS3.
Someone suggested that Nintendo do that. I think it was Kotaku did an article on it, and there was someone in the article below that just replied, "You're an idiot," and that was just their comment. And I burst into laughter when I saw that. I'm like, "Yeah, I would say the same thing."
Yeah, I don't want that to happen because I won't buy it. I won't buy into PlayStation Now or any subscription service like that without, the prices being reasonable.
If there is one good news, do you guys know Creative Assembly, the game company? No?
I'm not familiar
Come
now.
on. They are making Aliens Isolation.
Oh, okay.
A bit of a, while it's not a good confirmed thing, they did not rule out doing a Wii U version of that game at some point.
Okay.
So cool. There's a third party game. I don't ever actually see it coming.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Wii U.
I'm not going to buy it on any platform. I don't think. I don't want that game. But good for people who do. I don't like horror games. They scare me.
That's
see,
the point.
See, Gabe, we need to get you to just sit down with people and play Outlast. And we just film your reaction. Don't film the game. Don't do any of that. Just film your reactions and see how many times you scream out loud.
Except I, so the first time I played The Last of Us, I was extremely frightened the entire time. but now I know how to do everything because I already played it the first time. So I'm pretty cool now. But the bloaters, oh, the first time I saw those, no, stay away from me. I've spent like 3 hours on those.
Yeah, I'm retarded when playing that.
You'll get it because
Nintendo
I
related, but
yeah, it isn't.
The clickers in those games, you've played that, right? You know the clickers,
yeah.
Gabe?
Yeah.
I randomly think that I can go up and just, like, take my hand and slap them, and that works.
No. Yeah, well, if you have a shiv. Ah, where is he? He's gone. R.I.P. Jess.
Ooh, it says he's busy.
What's he busy doing?
I don't know.
We can only imagine.
Ooh. Yeah.
Jess?
Hi.
What happened?
I got so distracted talking about The Last of Us that I may have accidentally pressed buttons. I get excited when I talk about games. I'm sorry.
So, how does The Last of Us compare to Zombie U? So we can keep it Nintendo related.
Have you ever played Zombie U?
No, I don't want to.
I actually have nothing but great things to say about it.
I don't like zombies that much. I don't even.
It's a delightful game, though.
Yeah.
And it's a horror game.
I hate horror games. This is sounding worse every minute.
Well, I seriously, no one has played Zombie U.
No, I haven't.
I'm embarrassed for this podcast.
I don't want to. I don't want to play horror games. I hate them. So,
well, it's
the
delightful.
Scariest game I've ever played was because
Kirby.
I really don't like Kirby. No, wait,
Kirby.
I
played a Kirby game and nearly crapped myself. It was that scary.
No. So at the end of Uncharted 1, I hated that game. Because I didn't like the zombies and stuff chasing after me. That was no fun for me, and I didn't expect it to happen. That's why it was more scary than anything.
You've played like The Walking Dead or those
The Walking games. Dead's different though, because it's like
are they not zombies?
They are zombies, but it's not frightening at all because you're just the entire gameplay premise is choosing dialogue, and that's fun. But like if.
I only like
scary
cuddly
really
zombies.
Happens.
Cuddly zombies.
I'm sorry.
I like those zombies.
I like the
Nintendo
ones
should
like
make
fun.
Nintendo should make a game with cuddly zombies, and I would be into it.
Like
you know
zombies?
That if they did that, it would sell.
Yes. like Luigi's Mansion, but with zombies. Jess, are you there? Did you hit buttons again?
Oh, God.
God. Where is he? Where?
How do you hit buttons? I don't get it.
I don't either. It doesn't even say he's busy now. It says he's
I'm right
here.
What
happened?
Stop it. Stop it. I get excited. Okay, my computer's retarded. Apparently, if something pops up, an email or anything, it freezes Skype and instantly transfers me to whatever the heck popped up.
Well, you need to exit out of Outlook and look at me.
I'm not looking at you. This podcast is taking a creepy turn.
Look at me when you're talking to me. Look at my voice.
I can't. After the cuddly zombie idea, I can't look at you anymore in the same way.
Okay, so you could have cuddly zombies and Kirby. It's a Kirby game, and it's also a Luigi's Mansion game. It's a crossover. And when Kirby sucks up the zombies, he becomes one, and then you lose, and then you have to start over.
Okay, it sounded great up until when you suck up a zombie, he loses.
Yeah.
I was about to already be like, Nintendo, take my money.
So, the entire premise of Kirby is to suck up other creatures and take their abilities, and if you did that with zombies, you would become a zombie and you wouldn't be able to control yourself, and it pretty much defeats its own purpose.
But it's not scary enough.
Like the worst game.
Are you sure that would be the worst game? There's been some pretty bad games released in other places.
Superman 64.
Oh, my gosh.
R.I.P.
Don't even R.I.P. It didn't...
R.I.P. They need... Okay, if they brought...
That should be the first virtual console game.
That should be the first virtual console game, yes.
Guys, stop complaining we have N64 virtual console. Yes!
And
it's Superman! You just hear the overwhelming swear words just come over everybody.
And we're bringing the Atari to Virtual Console with E.T.
Why the... I had to edit myself there. I was about to just completely light up into a swearing fest.
That wouldn't be good. This is a children's podcast.
I realize we're not on the normal podcast.
If we were, Dennis would have already ruined
Dennis
it.
Would have already have said the F word 400 times.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We keep interrupting. I'm going to be quiet just for a moment. Let people talk. Go ahead.
I don't know what we're talking about now. Okay, so this winter, or wait, I guess this December is Smash Brothers coming in December now or November?
I keep hearing November 21st is its launch date.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Okay, well, Smash Brothers on Wii U, is that going to put Wii U in first place? What do you think?
First place? Probably not first place, but it's definitely going to give the PS4 a run for its money.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Everyone's been talking about Smash Brothers since they first talked about doing a Smash Brothers on the Wii U, the Wii successor. So
yeah, most people I know have said they're going to buy a Wii U for Smash Brothers, but I'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
I just am confused why Nintendo chose to put the 3DS version out first. I mean, as much as they want to move the 3DS, you kind of want the momentum for Wii U to be there and not have people only focus on the 3DS version.
Fortunately, people have looked at the 3DS screenshots and they're not sold as much as with the Wii U one. I'm buying both, but that's just me.
It's going to be an obvious difference if you're going to go from a 3DS to a Wii U.
Yeah. I don't know. Because when the 3DS launched, the launch titles looked incredible, and then it seems like they took a turn for the worst when... and this same thing happened with the DS when it launched. And, like, Super Mario 64 3D and stuff like that came out, and then everything was, like, 2D sprites after that, and I'm not sure what happened, but it seems like Nintendo handhelds, like, graphically look worse as they go along.
Well, I think they just... The 3D part of it was a neat feature, but I think that in the long run, it probably wasn't the best idea for a handheld.
Yeah.
Like, it's a neat feature, and I've played 3DS, I have a 3DS, and it's really neat and nice, but to say that I always have to have the 3D on, no, I think I find myself turning it off more times than I leave it on.
Yeah.
So have you played Kirby Triple Deluxe?
I have played it, but I haven't gotten through much of it. Well, no, I like Kirby. I just haven't played Kirby in 10 years or so. Yeah. So it's a game that you have to kind of get yourself in a mood to want to play that specific thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it won't hold you.
Yeah, I was really surprised with the, like, other modes besides just the campaign. There's, like, a fighting dojo mode or something like that. I forgot what it's called. But it's basically Smash Brothers, but with different Kirby abilities. And I was like, wow, this is actually pretty neat. And then I find out in Japan, they're releasing it as a separate game. Just that one mode.
Japan gets everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we get Mario Party 10.
Yeah, I want Dragon Quest VII, the 3DS remake. But I don't think we're ever going to see that in America. We may, but we won't see 10 for sure. I'm a Dragon Quest fan, and not that many Americans are, it seems.
I've never played it.
I love those games. Dragon Quest IX was just like amazing for me. I don't know. I don't even like JRPGs that much, but I love Akira Toriyama, who does the like Dragon Ball Z art and stuff like that. And I followed his work for a long time, so I play every game that he in which he designs characters in, and so Dragon Quest is it holds a special place in my heart, along with Nintendo. Especially since those games are usually Nintendo exclusive recently.
Let's just save money and move to Japan.
Yes. When I was a kid, I wanted to live in Japan so much.
I want
Now
to eat Dukin food.
I don't really because now everything is like stereotypically perverted in Japan. And there's like anime porn everywhere is like that's what the internet makes me believe. I don't know if that's true.
I don't think so. I don't think it's true.
Have you been there though? Do you know for a fact?
No, I don't, but the internet
See,
makes me believe that.
when has the internet
Senpai?
ever lied?
Never.
Come on. Half-Life 3 is going to be a Wii U exclusive.
Oh yeah.
Come on, the internet doesn't lie to me.
I thought it was an Ouya exclusive the last time I heard.
No, they switched it so it's just a Wii U exclusive.
Oh, maybe timed exclusive and they're
Yeah,
porting
and
the
then it'll
Ouya
go to the
later.
Ouya. Yeah.
Yeah. Ouya Master Race.
Yeah, and then they supposedly, if those do well, they'll bring it to the Atari 2600.
Oh.
So.
Nice.
Dang.
Sorry to end it on that note. No.
So, I guess we can close out now, but next week I'd like to talk about, or whenever we record the next episode, I'd like to talk about what Nintendo's next console is going to be, if they,
So the fusion.
yeah, the few we're gonna talk about the Fusion rumors. So that'll be cool.
Can we at least let the Wii U have like another year before we worry about the successor?
No, because
I love how we immediately get a console and then like a year or two later we're like, oh, this sucks. Can we have a new one now?
I'm so excited for the PlayStation
Isn't
5 right now.
Let me tell you, the Xbox 1.1 is going to be amazing.
I don't think the Xbox 2. See,
Yeah, that would be a bad name.
wait, Xbox One wasn't a bad name?
Xbox One was a bad name too, but I think
That
it
was horrendous.
What's with the numbers? Xbox 360, Xbox One.
Well, it was supposed to be the one entertainment device for your living room, but in Microsoft's
Oh.
defense and in your offense, Jess, the Wii U is an awful name.
I said it from the beginning. When they, the instant they did that, what was it, E3 2011, they're like, we're announcing the Wii U. My first reaction, I texted one of my friends, I'm like, so I hate Nintendo right now.
I
And it was
remember
like,
they said that wasn't the final name though, and then it was. So I don't know
well,
what
it's a
happened
lot better
there.
than calling it Project Cafe,
I don't
which
know.
was its
Oh.
code name.
They should have went with the original Wii's code name, Nintendo Revolution,
Yeah, but
and
this one
released it
wasn't
as
much of a
that.
revolution. Nintendo 69.
Yeah, but it could have been a cool name.
Yeah, the Wii U, god awful. You know, they just wanted to take the Wii's momentum to the next console, but that's just a horrible name.
It is. It's bad mark. It's bad for their marketing.
I'm pretty sure when Microsoft launched Xbox One, they said the name. I'm like, that's as stupid as Wii U.
Yeah.
It rolls off the tongue. Wii U.
I think PlayStation Vita was also a really bad name. They should have just gone with like PSP 2, and it might have even sold
Because
more.
both of those did
PSP.
really well.
PSP sold 80 million units.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I mean,
PS
that's
Vita's at what? Eight?
yeah, I think six. It's bad.
Six?
Yeah.
I love the PlayStation Sony's financial results the other day. You read their thing, they're like, oh, between the PS4, PS3, and PS Vita, we sold this many. And
Yeah.
I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, so you sold about 10 PS Vitas? Why are you even including that into anything?
That's sad because
It's important. Duh.
it's sad
Enjoy
because
that BioShock Vita version.
I love the Vita, but I love the Vita hardware. because I think we need handhelds. I still think we need dedicated handhelds, and I don't think the 3DS hardware is like up to par at all with Vita or Nvidia Shield. Except Nvidia Shield is awful because it runs on Android, and there's a lot of problems with that. But I think the Vita launch library was awesome, and if they had kept going with that kind of AAA library of software, I would have kept being excited about it. But you know, I'm excited now for it just for PlayStation Plus games every month, and that's about it.
True. Here's a fun little thing for you, Gabe, with the Vita. You remember the Sega Game Gear?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how everyone considers that to be a commercial, like, failure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it still sold more than the Vita so far. It sold 11.6 million handhelds in 2.5 years. When was the Vita released?
2012.
Okay, so we're getting to the point where it's going to just, you know, get really sad.
Yeah, unfortunately. At least the Vita has a, you know, the average attach rate is like 12 per system.
Yeah, I 12 mean, that's, games. That's, I guess really that's good. Good. Yeah, I mean, they really need good. They need some sort of attach rate for 8 million.
Yeah, software sales are important too. I have like probably 40 games for Vita. And I'd buy pretty much anything that comes out on it because like your obsession with the Wii U, I am obsessed with the Vita because I supported it from the beginning, and I'm just sad to see what Sony has made of it. It's
yeah, but see, really unlike dismal. Vita, which I don't think they're going to keep the handheld going, Nintendo's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
I people that want it to become a software developer are just idiots.
Yeah, because Nintendo's software has always been optimized for their hardware, and if they had to develop for someone else's hardware, they might go the route of Sega. Which is...
See, I just don't even see that happen. I see Nintendo doing basically the we will either make our own or we won't make it at all mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I don't ever see...
They said that, too. So
yeah, I don't ever see them and Sony partnering up ever again.
No.
Like they did in the early 90s. I don't see them ever wanting to consider Microsoft a viable option for anything.
No, especially seeing what they did with Rare. R.I.P.
Right?
R.I.P. Rare.
I'm still waiting for Banjo-Kazooie 3.
I'm waiting for Viva Pinata.
All right. Well, that was a bad example, but okay.
I'm waiting for Kinect Sports 5.
Season 4.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a good one on Microsoft's part. We're going to make a studio that makes Kinect stuff, and now we're not going to sell Kinect.
Yes.
Yeah.
This will work out perfectly.
Yeah, I don't see layoffs in our future.
How is this going to backfire? We don't know. See, now people can't make fun of Nintendo.
Okay, so if you wanted to see one Rare sequel, what would it be?
Like specific to the Rare company or just like a Rare game sequel?
Specific to the Rare company.
Give me a minute to think. Someone else go first.
Half-Life 3.
I want to see, I guess, I would like to see Conker, I think. I think I would like to see what they do with a modern-day Conker.
See, that would never go on a Nintendo console anymore.
No, well, Microsoft owns Rare, so...
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm saying if, like, modern-day Rare, if you wanted to see them make a sequel to one of their classic games, what would it be?
I already know what it is, and it's already... in production, or rumored to be in production, Diddy Kong Country 2? No, Diddy Kong Racing 2.
Okay.
You've heard the rumors with the Wii U 3DS version of it, right?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty ambitious.
Why would Conker not fly on Wii U, but Bayonetta does? And Devil's Third?
Because Microsoft owns Conker?
No, I mean if they... if logic was completely erased from the scenario.
I have no idea because I don't see Rare going back to Conker.
Okay.
I mean, I know Nintendo bought characters from Rare just the other, what was it, 2-3 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
They paid Microsoft, I forgot how much money, for characters. I don't think it's Conker, but I would love to see a new Conker, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see it when we see a new Crash.
Ugh, so never. I love Sony's vague answers to that. Well, we're still thinking about these titles.
Yeah, well, the Activision owns Spyro and Crash, so good luck.
Well, I just think it's one of those things where, I'm sure people at Atari are still thinking about E.T., but that doesn't mean anything.
They're still thinking about what a bad investment that was.
They're just watching that new Xbox One documentary going, wow, we screwed up big time.
Nintendo doesn't also make empty promises, it seems, not as often as the other two companies. Whereas with Xbox One, wasn't it supposed to be an all-in-one device, a living room device, and now they just shut down their entertainment center?
Well, that was just a bad idea to begin with.
Yeah, but some people bought the Xbox One still thinking that...
I bought the Xbox TV One stuff. With the entire hope of never being able to buy a used game.
Yeah. Did you? Is that why you bought it?
No.
Because you didn't want to buy used games?
let's be honest. Out of Nintendo...
I wanted to be always online.
I always want it connected to the internet. I want it spying on me at every moment. And I never want to be able to play a used game.
Oh, of course. That's why I'd buy an Xbox One.
Because I'm a millionaire, apparently.
I would only buy it for Halo.
Yeah, I bought it for Sunset Overdrive. I'm still hoping that it's actually... that it lives up to my expectations.
wait, you bought an Xbox One for Halo?
No, I would buy one for Halo, but that's about it. Nothing else.
I thought that was your only reason. I was going to be like, you do realize you had a little bit more time before it comes out.
No, I'm not that dumb, okay? I am not that dumb.
I bought it for Halo 5. So you bought a console for 2016? I make fun, but that's basically how Sony and Microsoft are at this moment from their E3.
I agree, yeah.
It's thank you for buying our console. Wait until 2016 and you'll get these great games.
Yep.
Whereas
they released their systems way too early.
Oh my gosh, yes. And they have a lot of good games, but Nintendo now at least is filling it with the indie games.
Yeah.
Indie. I want to see Rampage.
What's your favorite indie game on the Wii U, Jess? Or on 3DS,
Master
on Nintendo
Reboot.
Platform. So it's really on that Nintendo. Good of a game. People have been telling me it's great.
Here's the thing, though, Gabe. You'll never want to play it because it's a horror game.
Yeah, I won't.
But it's a Nintendo horror game.
So it's got Mario.
No, it's not. Basically, I love
so
how...
it's like Smash Brothers, but I'm scared.
It's like Kirby, but with cuddling zombies.
Oh, that sounds fun.
No, it's a horror game that's less horror-y than you think. Because in a horror game, you're thinking of, really horrendous sights and things that are chasing you down and trying to kill you and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. This one just plays, with your mind. Like, it'll make a noise way in the corner, and you're like, oh my god, someone's in the room, and there's nothing there.
Yeah, so...
so it's that level of horror, but it's a really great game, and the people at Wales Interactive, I've been emailing back and forth. They're really terrific to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
They've even given me a story that they haven't told anyone else yet, but I can't write it because.
Why are you telling us this? You're such a tease, Jess.
Well, it's because they kind of promised that as long as I didn't say anything, they'd give more details. So. Yeah. But no, and I love Curve Studios is bringing the Swapper, which is...
oh, I'm so stoked for Stealth Inc. 2.
Right?
I love the first game. I really did.
Ah, and this one just sounds like it's even bigger and better and badder.
And more multiplayer elements, which is cool.
Yeah, and what is it? Lone Survivor, they're also bringing to Wii U.
Yes.
They're also bringing two other games this year to Wii U.
Awesome.
Curve Studios, that's who's doing those games. They're really nice. They've actually given us review codes for the Swapper for PS4.
Oh, cool.
The problem is they gave us codes that don't activate until August 5th.
Oh, how many codes do we have?
Three?
Cool.
Three of them? I believe three of them.
Awesome. I want to play the Swapper.
I know. I'm just holding on to the codes because I feel stupid. I emailed the guy back. I'm like, it didn't work. He's like, oh, they don't activate until August 5th. And then I had someone from Fuzzy Wuzzy Games.
Yes.
with Armillo that sent me like two codes. One of them worked. The other one just said, this isn't a real code. And they're like, yeah, we accidentally sent that to you.
Fuzzy Wuzzy Games.
That's a
Fuzzy Wuzzy is a great name.
Is it? They're our partner. We can't say anything
they
bad.
They are our partner for the week. They are fantastic.
Buy their games now.
Buy Armillo. It's on the eShop.
Fuzzy Wuzzy is a cool name. That's a
today's
comment.
Episode of Bitendo is brought to you by Fuzzy Wuzzy Games. Buy Armillo on the eShop now.
Is it like a bear?
No, it's an actual game company. It's not a bear.
So what's Armillo? Describe Armillo.
A space armadillo.
Huh. That's so basically... It's like the Swapper, but with an armadillo.
No, it's like Super Monkey Ball.
Oh. So it's like Mass Effect.
Not even remotely Mass Effect.
So it's
don't
like
you,
Call of Duty Ghosts.
Don't you be talking like that.
So it's like Call of Duty Ghosts with an armadillo.
It's BioShock with an armadillo.
Oh, it's like Skyrim with guns.
Exactly.
Oh.
Well, all right, well, that's a podcast.
Thank you for listening to us today and our endless rambles. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, I'm at TheGabeCarry. Jess is at BuzzJMan. And what is your Twitter handle, Savani?
It is aka underscore Savani.
Hey! All right. I'll link everyone to it in the description as well. Thank you for listening.